Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live in English from New Zealand on American Freedom Radio. It's real strange. So you've got New Zealander being hosted by an American network, talking to a couple of Americans about something that happened in America and relating it to New Zealand issues. Yeah, it's not complicated. Now, my very special guest, we've only got one final segment, and I always get to the end of the 2 hours, and when I've got a big guest or a really good guest or something like that, I'll give them 2 hours. If they're sort of a bit iffy, I'll give them 1 hour. And I find that regardless of whether I give them an hour or two, it's never enough. Because you meet like minds, and you meet kindred spirits and stuff like that, and you want to absorb from them as much as you can. But we only have a short time frame. So, final words. Talking about the importance of 9/11 and this book, the most dangerous book in the world, 9/11 as Mass Ritual. I would like to start with Kent, if you would. What are the most important elements for you personally, and more to the point, when I started researching into all of this stuff, I got depressed and it was very traumatic just learning about it, and I had to get over it. Using comedy. Can you relate to that?
Completely. As we've talked a little bit about, I wrote the book with kind of a humorous eye, and part of that was a coping mechanism on my part, just because of having to deal with such dark material. You know, I wanted something to, provide a little bit of levity, not, you know, primarily for the reader, but then also for myself. It was certainly easier to write from a humorous perspective. But then, as I think we talked about a little bit earlier, because of the nature of the occult script, the what was done, some of the statements that were made, it's dripping with dark humor, and in many instances they're just. There's evidence of clear mockery, just outright mockery of not only the general public, but of the victims of 9/11, the sacrifices that were made that day, if you will. They weren't just killing people. They were doing so and then, kind of poking each other in the ribs and laughing about it and making jokes and not in a trivial way either. I mean, they really made serious fun in quite a number of instances that you pick up on, and that's one thing that it can throw us off track in that, you know, this was obviously a very serious event, and the occult elements we have difficulty sort of processing and getting used to the idea of this being a mass ritual, which we would think would be a super serious thing to them, but then you're hit with this layer of absurdity and humor and dark humor and mockery, and you have even more difficulty adjusting to that. And then, so it's we're faced with a situation where we don't know what to make of what we're being confronted with. Is it a satanic Luciferian ritual? Is it a big fat joke? Is it the largest false flag event in modern history? I mean, what is this? Well, it is many things, and that's one of the reasons that I hope one of the reasons I wrote the book, and what I hope can come out of it is that it's another tool to pick this apart with, and another angle to look at it from. And 9/11 is very complicated, complex, and it's so this is kind of peeling back the onion one more layer and looking at what's underneath, and it certainly does stink.
And Chris, what about you? I mean, from your perspective of a publisher, what do you really want people to be taking away from this? And again, relating back to first going into this material and being traumatized with it and finding humor about it. Has Kent been a way for you personally to evolve and see the funny side and survive, psychologically speaking?
Well, like I said earlier, I was very lucky in that I was first introduced to this kind of secret material 40 years ago or so. And it just So I've been able to take this journey at a slow pace. And there have been times where, you know, I would say I was more fearful than others. But I've been at it long enough that, basically my main motivation is determination to see change. Because if we don't do something now, further generations are going to have a much harder time. Because at least we can look back and see in our own lifetime, you know, some freedoms that have gone away. And we can have understanding of life before a lot of the BS has happened. So I'm very hopeful. And so why do I publish? I publish because a book is an act of creation. Okay, I mean there's something that you can hand to somebody else that you know somebody thought about and put together. And then a book, you know, as being an act of creation, you know, it can take on a life of its own, and hopefully it has a soul. And so, in books, you know, Gutenberg's press got rid of the oligarchy of its day, which if you didn't believe in them, they burned you at the stake, and they were so arrogant that they were going around, you know, saying, oh, you want to get to heaven? How much money you got? And then it brought us our republic by the books that were produced and were passed around and people read and the ideas. And so, you know, there's a reason why they burn books. And so I'm a very big fan of books. And I think that, you know, a book is a place to start. And then it, you know, has websites and different things. And the thing that I'm noticing is that, you know, I don't have access to all the big media and can't tell them about any about all of this. But what is going on is that people are responding well. People are reading it, understanding it, want to talk about it, are giving it to their friends. And, I mean, it is moving through the underground here rather fast, which is good.
Yeah, and We talked about this over the break, Kent and I, Chris, about how the elite can't actually create a page in a book that has original ideas with it, but they can take those ideas on a page that someone else came up with and distort them and twist them, that kind of thing. We were talking about the Olympics and how the opening ceremonies and closing ceremonies were so magical and creative, and I pointed out that, well, actually, there's no creativity there whatsoever. There's only twisting and distortion. They don't have the ability to create. We do. And I believe the elite are intensely jealous of our capacity to do so.
Well, they do tend to do that with many things, such as with the economic cycle of boom and bust. They'll put some money out there, somebody will have an idea and do something, and then they'll pull the money back, and you know, then they'll get to buy that idea and whatever that gentleman has built for pennies on the dollar. So it's very, very similar. And I do think that the creativity that the Internet and the personal computer have engendered far surpasses the sophistry of the elite. And that is, you know, one of the dynamics that is going on. And so, again, I'm very hopeful, and I think that, you know, we can take back our country, take back our world, and, you know, I mean, there's very few of these blue balls spinning through space with, you know, organic life and on it there. And just think, okay, and this, you know, from a pragmatic standpoint, the secret society has been, you know, in very much entrenched for the, past 150 years, okay? And just think of if the money and the effort that they have spent to subdue and to fracture and to, you know, play games with us people, if that was actually used for the benefits of humankind.
Yeah.
You could have a wonderful world.
Well, it's like they say in V for Vendetta, authors use lies to tell the truth, whereas politicians use lies to cover the truth up. And I want to thank you guys very much for all that you do. And I feel honoured to have gotten the opportunity to speak with you at this very moment, as if every day all these great people that I speak to suddenly and deliberately enriches my life and how much I enjoy it by getting to know people who basically have their head screwed on straight and understand that it's 2012. Time to stop fracking around. Gentlemen, thank you very much. The book is the most dangerous book in the world, 9/11 as Mass Ritual. You can get that on from the websites and stuff like that.